To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. You know, we've been talking about this terrific product for a while, and if you're still on the fence, let's get you on board. We all want to feel healthy and energetic, but most of us run on fumes too often. Exercising and eating right just become other items on our to-do list and sometimes a bit of a grind. But this is such an easy thing to do, which is why we encourage taking Field of Greens. It's whole organic fruits and vegetables with no extracts, no lab-made stuff. Just one scoop a day gives you simple, real nutrition. Field of Greens feeds your body with fruits and vegetables medically chosen to support your heart, vital organs, and immune system. Some of the ways it can help is by delivering steady energy throughout the day, no afternoon crashes, better sleep, even can make your stomach feel better. This is an email we got from Lelia, who lives in Ohio, and she writes, "Hey, Robert, Mary, and Rudy, I wanted to share that I started Field of Greens because of you in March, because my doctor had been trying to get me to take cholesterol meds. I chose strawberry lemonade, and it tastes great. This week, I had my first doctor's visit since I've been on the product, and my cholesterol was 230 in March. It's now at 174. My doctor actually said everything you said he would. Keep doing whatever you're doing. You're doing great. So thanks so much. Forever grateful." Well, thanks, Lelia. Why don't you join us and Lillian and make Field of Greens your go-to for getting the nutrients we all need and improve your health. If you don't love it, just return it for a full refund. You've got nothing to lose. As a show fan, you'll get 15% off plus free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com by using the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. Or as always, there's a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, for our Right Stuff segment today, we've invited author Ash Bardwaj to introduce us to his book titled Why We Travel. He's written on travel for the Times of London, The Telegraph, Condé Nast Traveler, and other publications, and he's a fellow of the Royal Geographical Society. Now, the title of his book, Why We Travel, it's a simple title, but that's not necessarily a simple, there's not necessarily a simple and certainly not a universal answer. So let's go to the show hotline and meet Mr. Bardwaj. Ash, welcome to the show. Reading your book made it clear to me that travel changed what I have a feeling you thought your life would be like as a boy. You grew up near Windsor Castle in England. You described yourself as a slightly overweight, slightly awkward kid. And then your mom offered to pay your way to New Zealand. Tell us briefly what that deal entailed and how it changed your life.
Yeah, thanks. I went to the local state school, what you guys would call a public school, and we never traveled much when I was a kid. We lived in social housing, so the furthest we went was the UK or maybe the Netherlands. And Mum found out that the school was running a rugby tour to Australia, New Zealand, and the Cook Islands, and she offered to take on a second job as a cleaner to pay for my ticket. And all I had to do was to get on the team. Now, if you've ever watched rugby, you recognize that it's quite an intense full-contact sport.
Yes.
Which, if you've never played it before in your life, can be quite a hard thing to figure out. So I basically started to turn up to rugby training and just had to get good enough to get on the team. And that basically just involved throwing myself at people much bigger than me and trying to stop them running through me.
Well, you did it, and you got to New Zealand, and it opened a whole new world to you, didn't it?
Absolutely. And I think for many of the other guys on the team that went on the rugby tour, they just thought of it as a fun new place to see new things, do new activities, and just go on another kind of holiday. But the first thing that really stood out to me was the prominence of New Zealand's indigenous Maori people, the Maori.
Right.
And you see them from rugby. They do the haka for the All Blacks before the game. That's a Maori dance. And as soon as I stepped off the plane, I just saw Maori art, Maori culture, Maori people everywhere. And that was a real contrast to Australia, where I'd come from, where you didn't see many of the indigenous people. And it just made me fascinated about the difference between different places. Why was Australia different to New Zealand? What was the history that had caused this? And that just made me curious about places, about what makes them where they are, and how culture, landscape, and history intersect. And I just wanted to go and see places around the world and understand them.
And you did. You got so curious that you started traveling everywhere, and I mean many places. You'll read about him in Ukraine, in India. I'm taking his dad's ashes, by the way, to the Ganges River, and that was 9 years after he passed away. But that's a whole other story. But then you started talking to scientists and philosophers and athletes, and reading books about travel to find out why people travel. And you divide your book into chapter is called Curiosity, Inspiration, Happiness, Mentorship, Serendipity, Hardship, Service, Empathy, Healing, Wonder, Eroticism, and Hope. That's an interesting last category. But at the bottom line, why do we travel? If you had to tell somebody in 1 minute why we travel.
Well, most of us travel most of the time to happiness. We've all got busy lives. We all have constraints on our money and on our time. And we tend to just go away on holiday as a way to turn off, and the only thing we really have to think about is what cocktail we want to drink and what time we want to eat dinner. But often underneath this, there's a whole host of other things going on. Curiosity, you might want to learn about the place. You might want to have a sense of healing. And often when we go on holiday, there's a bit of psychological healing. For me, I've done some other journeys of more intense psychological healing. Sometimes we go for wonder, to see amazing landscapes, amazing art, amazing architecture. And
well, I'm sorry, I want to interrupt you. It's really 1 minute left. You did do a lot of different. You went to do an ayahuasca treatment in the jungle. I presume it was in the jungle, because it usually is. You traveled all over the place. It's a fascinating book. And there are tips for how to travel better and how to travel, well, with more authenticity, and how to meet local people. In fact, Ash divides travelers in dependents, folks who take an organized tour and never meet anybody locally. Then there's a whole category down to the folks who really want to get into a town or a city or a place, and he tells you how to do that. Ash, I'm sorry we have such a brief time, but it's a fascinating book. It is called Why We Travel. Our author is Ash Bhardwaj. That's spelled Bhardwaj. And you can go to ashbhardwaj.com for more information. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Reed.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.